1-800-831-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, serving San Marco at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
And good morning to all of you out there in Radio Land. This is Brother Davis sitting in for Dr. Youngblood on today, and you are tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. And we want to thank you so much for your unwavering support to this broadcast. Telephone numbers, at least I forget, is 904-831-0917. That call gets to the studios right to our microphones so we can entertain your questions or comments. Certainly, we'll be glad to hear from you on today. And for the purpose of discussion on today, our subject will be the purpose of the cross. The purpose of the cross. And you know, I thank God because at this particular season, we're getting ready to observe what Christians call Resurrection Sunday. Resurrection Sunday, the day that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ got up from the grave with all power in his hands, supporting victory over Satan and sin. And I'm so glad on today that I'm able to partake in that victory on today simply by accepting Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior. What about you? Have you accepted Christ on today? Do so at your earliest convenience. While you have a chance, do accept him as your Lord and Savior. So on that day, when you have to face him, you can face him and hear him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of thy Lord." I don't know about you, amen, but these words are the one that every Christian certainly wants to hear. Because if we're looking at what we're experiencing down here in this life, troubles, trials, tribulation, sickness, trouble as it never ever was and never ever will be again, according to the sayings of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the book of Matthew chapter 24, we understand that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, but yet we still have to experience troubles in this lifetime. So I want you to know as a Christian on today, trouble and suffering is a part of your walk with Jesus Christ. If Christ Jesus himself, being the Son of God, had to experience suffering and trouble, and if you think about the suffering that he experienced out on Calvary's cross, the Bible does us much justice by not going down into detail. But if we had to detail it, the only thing that I could come close to in thought is the movie, The Passion of the Christ. And if any of you ever had a chance to view that movie, then you can understand some of the horrific details, the suffering that our Savior had to go through. So for that reason, we ought to not take this thing so lightly. We ought to be serious about our walk with Jesus Christ. We ought to love the Lord our God with all our hearts, all our minds, all our souls, and with all our strength. And then he connected another commandment with that. He said, "Love thy neighbor as thyself." If we do this, then we are doing things that will be pleasing in the sight of our God and Savior, and we're letting him know that we appreciate everything that he had done for us in the name of Jesus. Thank God for that. Amen. Certainly, amen, at this time, we want to thank Tools for Our Time for being a sponsor of this broadcast, located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road at the corner of I-295 South and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a giant benchmark there, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flying at the top of that flagpole. And at the base of that flagpole, you will find Tools for Our Time. They're an outdoor power, equipment, sales and service dealership that sells all type of equipment that you might need. If you're thinking about becoming an avid professional, owning your own lawn care service, they can certainly help you in that area. Or maybe you might want to be able to do a better job at your own home. Tools for a Time can certainly help you. They have a website, toolsforatime.com. Look them up on today, toolsforatime.com. Certainly, we want to thank God again for being able to come to your presence on today. And before I forget, let me say happy anniversary. Today, we observe our 38th wedding anniversary. So happy anniversary to the bride of my life, the love of my life. I love you so much. Thank you so much for being there with me, for me. We've been through a whole lot together, but I thank God that he brought us out into a wealthy place. I thank him because that's the type of God that we serve on today. And truly, I thank God for you putting up with me all down through the years, all the time that we've been through, things that we thought that we would never be able to go through and come out on the other side. God was right there on our side. And I thank God because he led us and he brought us all the way. And he continues to bless us right now as we endeavor to do our work for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So thank you so much. And thank you to all of our family and friends that are listening on today, far and near. Certainly, we thank each and every one of you for being good family and good friends, people who we certainly love and hold near and dear to our hearts on today. Amen. Thank God, amen, for all of you. So our subject for the day is the purpose of the cross, the purpose of the cross. And certainly I know we'll be out of time before we're out of word, but we want to highlight a few points under the subject, the purpose of the cross. Number one, why the cross? Why the cross? Number two, the power of the cross. Number three, the suffering of the cross. And number four, the Savior of the cross. Amen. We're going to talk about, amen, why the cross. And after we open up with that, we'll take our first caller. But why the cross? Why the cross? The principal symbol of the Christian religion is to recall the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and the redeeming benefits of his passion and death. The cross was necessary to pay for sin. God executed capital punishment upon his son in our place. God couldn't simply overlook sin, and neither can we. Now, certainly when we talk about the subject of capital punishment, that becomes a sticky issue with so many. But we have to come to realize, if we read the book of Romans chapter 13, the Bible says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. The powers that be are ordained of God. So when we look at government in its position, God ordained government to keep sin in check. In other words, when we look at lawbreakers and those who break the law, those who go contrary to the word of God and to the laws of the land, there is something there to keep that person or peoples in check. And I thank God for his word and for the law on today, because we understand that if we do break the law, then certainly there's a penalty to pay for breaking the law. And if we look at us being individuals, humanity I'm speaking about, we were imperfect from the very first beginning when we decided to go against God's word when he said, I'm going to give you a choice. Either you do what I say, or if you eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you're certainly going to die in that day. Mankind made the wrong choice. He went against what God would have him to do. So for that reason, man has a price to pay. Death. So as a Christian on today, being that that's the thing that we have to face, if you accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, or as your Lord and Savior, you have to come to realize, I used to hear this song sung in the church a long time ago, if I die now, I don't have to die no more. In other words, if you die to sin right now by accepting Jesus Christ and his blood being applied to the sins over your life, you may have to die the physical death, but when you die the physical death, you won't die anymore. When you go to the book of Revelation, it says, blessed are they that have part in the first resurrection, over such the second death has no power. Certainly, if you don't accept Christ, you will die a second time, forever separated from God. But as a Christian, when you die one time, the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And I don't know about you, amen, but I'm so glad about that on today. Our God has all power in his hands. Thank and praise God for that. I believe we got a call on the line. Go ahead with the question or comment. Okay, we lost Brother Kenneth right there. Brother Kenneth, go ahead and call us back when you get time. But we thank God for the idea. When we think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for us, I heard somebody say, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. And we go to the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 16. The Apostle Paul summed it up by saying, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So I thank God for that. All it takes is for us to have the faith to believe, to trust in the finished work of Christ Jesus out on Calvary's cross. Cast all of our cares upon him, because the Bible says that he cares for us. So being that's the case, then I'm certainly not going to walk around burdened down. I realize that there's nothing I can do to save myself. I need a savior. So what I'm trying to tell you on today, my friend, is no matter how good you think you're living, you might have a good job, you might have a big bank account, you might have cattle on 1,000 hills, you might have a great big mansion sitting on a hill. But no matter what you might have, no matter what the material possessions, no matter what the accomplishments that you have made in this lifetime, you still got to come to realize that you need a savior. That's Brother David's message to every individual, everyone I come in contact with. You need a savior. You need a savior. And that's the reason why Christ came and died on the cross and got up from the grave on the third day morning with all power in his hands, because he came to save us from our sins. And certainly, I thank and praise God for that. I believe we got Brother Kenneth back on the line. Go ahead with a question or comment.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Pastor Davis?
Good morning, Brother Kenneth. How are you today?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Wonderful.
I just tell the Lord, thank you for, I used to be a dope addict, crack, cocaine, heroin, and all that. And when I prayed, the Lord took it away from me.
What a blessing. Praise God.
When I started seeing and not knocking them, but I remember, I'm like almost 70 years old. I remember when Cuba, Castro let all the people out of prison and everything like that to come to the United States. I see the same thing repeating itself in this administration.
Amen.
And I apologize for that.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much, Brother Kenneth. I mean, I understand what you're saying right there. But certainly, that's the reason the more for us to trust in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Because no matter what we face in this life, God still got all power in his hands. And we have to understand, he's still yet in control. We know that government is perverted. When we look at the twisted, perverted state of things as the way that we're experiencing in this life on today. And if we don't have God on our side today, we are in trouble. So that is the reason why I have to say to every individual, no matter what you're facing, no matter how good you might be living, no matter what you might think you might have to experience or might not have to experience, you still need a savior. And that's why God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to be the savior of the world. I believe we've got another call on the line. Thank you so much, Brother Kenneth, for your comments.
Yes,
go ahead with a question or comment, Sister Terry.
Hi, how are you today?
Hello, how are you today?
I am blessed. But
wonderful.
I want to just touch and agree with you on every word that was said. And the fact that what happened at Calvary, and you know, and he's now interceding on our behalf. And some people still have him on the cross. And I believe if America would know just how, where he is, and what is getting ready to happen, that we can turn this world back upside down. through faith and belief, we could tear down some of the things that are happening, even in the government and stuff. Yes, things are going to come, but a lot was accomplished at Calvary. And I thank God for sending his son. And I thank Jesus for saying, make me a body. I thank him, because where would we be if he hadn't? I shudder to think what would happen. And miracles still happen today. There was many people that were mentally ill, broken, disgusted, those that were crippled and paralyzed when he died on a cross. But that's for us to do now, too. He said greater and better things would we do. And I'm still believing that no matter how it looked like, there's a revival coming. And it's going to set this world afire. And we will be able to stand and to get to our younger children, to get them to know Jesus and not these cartoons that they're doing. And I need to keep quiet because I can go on and on and on. But I thank Amen. God for the show today.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Terry, for your comments and you know, everything that you had to say. You're spot on with what you're saying right there. And I agree with you. God is still working miracles on today. I heard Brother Kenneth say about his past life, you know, how God delivered him from drugs and alcohol and different things. I have many friends and family as well that have been delivered through the power of Jesus Christ, through his suffering, through his death, through the blood that he shed on the cross, and through his resurrection. When we experience the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, we have to realize he got up as a guarantee that all the things that God promised us in his word, Christ was going to see to it that those words got fulfilled. So I agree with you. He said greater thing that we would do than what he had done, because he was going back to the Father. It's time for us to step up. I hear Dr. Youngblood say, stand up, speak up. This is the time for all of us as Christians to take our rightful place in this world and be bold in the faith. This is not a time for us to knuckle under or to walk around like cowards or thinking that we've been defeated. If that's the way you're thinking right now, you're already defeated. But you have to know and understand, as long as you keep your faith, hope, and trust in the power of Jesus Christ, in his resurrection, in his shed blood out on Calvary's cross, let me tell you, all things are possible to them that believe. So, for that reason, I do want to encourage you, all the saints everywhere on today, it's time for us to wake up, stand up, speak up. Hold on to the bloodstained banner. In other words, lift up the bloodstained banner and let us be true soldiers in Christ Jesus on today. I used to hear a song sung in the church by the old saints back in the day. And you always hear me say this, because I believe a lot of the things that the old people did, the way that the older saints did it, it had a lot of power in it. And I thank God for that. Those old songs meant something. And every time they sung a song, whenever they struck out with the first chord, it'll shake you in your boots. It had so much power in it. But I used to hear the old saints say, God don't need no coward soldiers. He don't need no coward soldiers in his band. And if that's the case on today, if you're a coward soldier, like Gideon did when he got ready to try the soldiers down at the brook, he had about, I believe it was 3,000, 10,000 people down there that he had to put to the test. And God told him that was too many. But when he looked at them, he said, first, if you're scared or if you're afraid, go back home. That's the way a lot of them need to do on today. Because they're looking at the way things are going in this life on today, and they're thinking that these men that are engineering these certain things that are going on in this life today have total control and that they can't be stopped. My friend, if that's the way you think, you're already defeated. We have to come to realize God still has all power. In fact, he has absolute authority. That's the reason why he sits so high in heaven and he looks so low to the earth. Because whenever he makes a decision up there, there's nothing that man can do about that. So when God makes a call, we have to realize he knows what's best for us. And a lot of times things happen to us because of the choices that we make. We have to realize as people that have been given the power to choose, choices carry consequences. If you make a bad choice, you're going to get bad consequences. If you make a good choice, you're going to get good consequences. But most especially if your choices are based in the word of God and the will of God for your life. Now, here's another thing. I hear some Christians say, I don't know what the will of God is. My friend, and you're telling me that you're not reading the Bible. Because if you read the Bible, that is God's will for our lives on today. So when you pray, let me encourage you to do this. Pray God's word back to him. Now, I know we've been taught the Our Father's Prayer, or sometimes we say the Lord's Prayer by saying Our Father which art in heaven. Nothing wrong with that, but it is actually the model prayer. If you want to know what the Lord's Prayer is, go to St. John chapter 17, verses 1 through about 15 in there, and you can read the prayer that Jesus Christ prayed to the Father that he would not take us out of the world, one of those verses say, but keep us from the evil. And he said, Father, I will that the one that you gave me be with me where I am so that they can be with us. These are the things that Christ prayed for us in that high priestly prayer, the Lord's Prayer, considered the Lord's Prayer, St. John chapter 17, read it. And I guarantee you that will encourage you the more to let you know that somebody prayed for you. Jesus had you on his mind. 2,000 years before you got here, Jesus prayed for you. So, you know, this is the thing that really excites me the more. Every time I read the word of God, it doesn't take much for me to get excited. Because that word is quick and powerful. The scripture says, sharper than any two-edged sword. So we, who are Christians on today, we can speak that word to a situation. And if we believe it, just like it says, and if we have faith in it, God is going to perform it just like he said he would. Now, I don't know about you, but if you don't believe it like that, I'll tell people this everywhere I go. If you don't believe it like that, that won't work for you. So let me encourage you on today. Trust in God. Trust in his word. There is a purpose and a reason for everything. And this is the reason why, amen, he used the cross. Because the cross was a principal symbol of the Christian religion, recalling the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and the redeeming benefits of his passion and death. All of that, in a nutshell, tells us right there that that was nothing to play with. This is not something that we should take for granted. It costed Jesus Christ his life. That's the purpose of the cross. The purpose of the cross was to do away with the sin in the lives of all mankind, to reconcile us, to make us one, in other words, to bring us back together into fellowship with Jesus Christ. Now, many say that we are all the children of God by nature. Might be so true in so many words of speaking. But you have to come to realize that through Adam's fallen nature, because of the choice that he made, didn't I tell you earlier that choices carry consequences? Well, he made a bad choice. He chose death instead of listening to God and choosing eternal life. He chose death. Now God told him, from all the trees, other trees, you can eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, don't eat from that. Now, my friend, I don't know if you read it before, but the tree of life was right there. Why didn't he make that choice to eat from the tree of life? Now, we can only question that. But we have to know that God knew about this all the time. He knew about it well in advance. And let me just say this. 2,000 years ago, before the earth was ever formed, God the Father and the Son Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost had a sidebar meeting. And they set this thing up in heaven, that Christ would be the one to come down in a sinful world after man made a wrong choice and got out of fellowship with God. Christ would come down and die on the cross and reconcile us back to God through his shed blood out on Calvary's cross. Listen, how much more exciting can that be? If that doesn't make you feel good, I don't know what it's going to take to make you feel good. You ought to feel good about God each and every day. If you are a Christian on today, especially at this season, we're talking about resurrection season. After a while, in a few more weeks, we're going to observe the Easter holiday. Easter. It's not about the rabbit. It's not about the Easter baskets. It's not about the holiday within itself, but it's all about Christ Jesus dying on the cross and being raised from the dead on the third day morning. And when he came out, he said, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. And he gave a commandment. He said, for us to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And he made you this promise. He said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. My friend, that's all I need. That's all I need. That sealed the deal for me. That's a guarantee that my God said that he would be with me even to the ends of the world. In trouble, in sickness, in trials, in tribulations, in confusion, no matter what the case, no matter what the situation, our God is right there for us because he promised us that in his word. So, the cross. Why the cross? The cross was necessary to pay for sin. God executed capital punishment upon his son in our place. That should have been you, and you, and me dying on the cross that day instead of Christ Jesus dying, because we're the ones that did wrong. The Bible says he didn't do anything. And if we consider the thing that happened in what we call the Passion Week, one of those nights they whipped him all night long, but the Bible said he never said a mumbling word. My friend, it takes power. When somebody's abusing you, when somebody's whipping you until the blood is running out of your body, until welts and sores are all over you and you can't hardly stand it for the pain and you don't say a mumbling word, that's power. And let me tell you something, my friend, that singing power is available for you today. 904-831-0917. That call gets through to the studio right to our microphone so that we can entertain your questions or comments. Right now, we're talking about the purpose of the cross. Subtopic, why the cross? Why the cross? And this is the reason why God allowed his son to die on a sinful, shameful Roman cross. And if we consider all the things, again, that Christ had to endure on that cross, again, the Bible does him justice by not explaining in full detail everything. But from what I can understand through the main studies that I have ever done on the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, they hung him out there naked. We see a lot of pictures, and he has a loincloth across the front. But some of the studies that I went through concerning his crucifixion said that he was naked out on the cross. Why naked? Because they wanted to make him ashamed. Listen, this is the way that the world operates on today. They want you to be ashamed to be called a Christian. Well, let me tell you something, my friend. Christ Jesus said, if you are ashamed to own me down here in this world, he said, I'll be ashamed to own you before my Father and before the heavenly angels. So what's your choice? Are you going to choose Jesus Christ in this life? Are you going to accept Christ's finished work out on Calvary's cross? Are you going to die and go to a devil's hell? It's your choice. But I'm trying to encourage you on today by way of the cross to let you know that there is a better life for you. You have heard the testimony of Brother Kenneth and of the last sister, Sister Terry, that called and said so many great things about what Christ Jesus has done for them in their lives and what he's continuing to do right now, and how we, as the people of God, need to catch hold of faith. If it's ever been a time that we need to be more faithful about Christ Jesus and about the word of God, now is the time. It's time for us as the people of God to come together, stand together as one, and let us stand through the power of the cross, through Christ's shed blood out on Calvary's cross. That's the thing that's going to give us the victory. We're getting ready to go to the news break for the top of the hour. Hang in there. Don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida.